Zelensky reshuffles again, minerals deal negotiator made Prime Minister of Ukraine. By Breitbart London on July 17, 2025. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP, Ukraine's economy minister and the key negotiator in the mineral deal with the US. Yulius Fridenko was appointed as its new prime minister Thursday, becoming the country's first new head of government since the start of Russia's full-scale invasion in 2022. Sviridenko is one of a group of officials taking on new roles in Ukraine's government. As President Volodymyr Zelensky reshuffles the cabinet in a bid to energize a war-weary nation and boost domestic weapons production in the face of Russia's grinding invasion. At home, however, the cabinet recalibration has not been seen as a major shift, as the Ukrainian leader continues to rely on officials who have proven their effectiveness and loyalty during the war, now in its fourth year. Zelensky submitted nominations on Thursday to shuffle top government positions, including the replacement of Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal, the longest-serving head of government in Ukraine's history. Shmyhal now moves to become defense minister, according to the parliamentary website. Other changes are expected in the cabinet, but Sviridenko's appointment as prime minister is taking center stage. She played a key role in negotiating a U.S.-Ukraine mineral agreement, ensuring the terms were acceptable to Kyiv. Sviridenko has frequently represented Ukraine in high-level talks with Western partners, focusing on defense cooperation, economic recovery and reconstruction. Lawmakers and fellow officials describe her as a diligent executive with a reputation for loyalty to the presidential office. On Tuesday, Zelensky posted a photo with Sviridenko and Digital Transformation Minister Mykhailo Fedorov, writing that the focus for the next 6 months would be increasing domestic weapons production, fully contracting all types of drones for Ukraine's defense forces, easing regulations to unlock economic potential, and ensuring delivery of social support programs. Shmyhal announced his resignation as prime minister on Tuesday. He held the position for more than 5 years after being appointed on March 4, 2020. Ukrainian analysts and local media have rarely portrayed Shmyhal as an independent political figure or counterweight to Zelensky. Like Sviridenko, he is seen as loyal to the president and his team. His new post as defense minister means he is not leaving government entirely, but instead remains in the cabinet in a powerful role. The defense ministry commands one of the largest budgets and carries critical importance because of the war. Shmyhal will replace Rustem Umerov, who, although he sought to push reforms, saw his tenure marked by internal turbulence and persistent dysfunction in Ukraine's defense procurement system. Despite his active role on the international stage, critics said the ministry remained plagued by mismanagement.